Praise the Lord, everybody. We are at the end of day three of our 2013 Battlefield Prayer Tour. I'm back once again this year, praise God, at the monument to my great uncle, Brigadier General Elisha Franklin Paxton. He was killed here 150 years ago, this very day, May the 3rd, in 1863. I mean, it's an awesome feeling to be able to come here and participate in your family's heritage this way. It just puts a lump in my throat. I want to leave you with a final word from day three in Matthew 9:36. Here's what the Bible said. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Have you ever felt like you were just being harassed? All of life was just harassing you. I mean, you're harassed at home, you're harassed on the job, you're harassed at the supermarket, you feel harassed at the gas station, and all of life just seems to close in and you begin to feel helpless. And that's what Jesus saw when he looked at the teeming masses of humanity of his day. Helpless people harassed by the devil with no shepherd. And he came to be their shepherd. I want to talk to you for a moment about the compassion of Jesus. Compassion is a distinctive characteristic of Jesus' personality, and you know it should be of ours as well. It flowed from the very center of Jesus' heart, and it filled all of his teachings. Everything that Jesus said, even the hard statements, were laced with compassion and filled with compassion. People enjoyed listening to Jesus, and they walked many miles just to hear him. The brief record that we have of what he did and taught in 3 years reveals the depth not only of his wisdom, but it also reveals the uniqueness of his revelation of God, the Father God, because he had a revelation of something that many in Old Testament times didn't have. He had a revelation of God the Father as compassion. So we have God who is a judge, God who is strict in his application of his law and his word. At the same time, he is a God of mercy and a God of compassion. And Jesus exhibited this great compassion to a world that was hurting and needed it so badly. Our world today needs a revival of a revelation of the compassion of Jesus. The compassion that will reach out, you know, to that teenager who's mutilating themselves with razor blades, to that man who can't make ends meet and finds himself developing a cocaine addiction just to deal with the realities of his life. I mean, we need not to use the Bible as a bludgeon, but rather to reveal the love of God that will set these captives free in the generation that you and I live. So we have, Jesus was filled with depths of wisdom that we will never comprehend in this world. We will one day as we walk with him for all of eternity, and he begins to explain these great mysteries to us in a deeper way. But he was also filled with compassion, and he had a unique revelation of the compassion of the Father. So I want to leave you with this today. If life has disappointed you, or if you have failed, and because of your failure, you're filled with despair. We were just listening to a song coming down here by Rush of Fools that talks about, you know, your grace found me, and I never saw it coming. I never thought I'd be anything at all. I never thought I'd amount to the proverbial hill of beans. I've failed so many times. I've got so many issues. I've got so many problems. But I want to leave you with this word, that Jesus is filled with compassion for you. When you have no idea where you're going to turn, you can turn to Jesus Christ, because he meets you with mercy and compassion, and he wants to restore your life. He wants to refresh your soul, and he wants to send you out as his ambassador to others who are hurting, broken, and bruised in these last days. In the power of his love, ladies and gentlemen, he encourages you to persevere through every struggle in your life and to rebuild that life on the solid foundation of the Word of God. Compassionate Lord, thank you tonight for loving us. Thank you for receiving us tonight. And I pray for my partners and my friends and the people who are watching these video clips, Lord, that you will touch their heart, that you will minister your love and compassion to them and anoint them to go forth as your ambassadors of forgiveness and your ambassadors of mercy and compassion to the last day's generation. And we can win souls in Jesus' name if we'll persevere. This is Brother Paxton. We'll see you tomorrow for day 4, Battlefield Prayer Tour 2013. God bless.